This podcast replay is brought to you by HialeahParkCasino.com, your entertainment destination. Casino, poker, dining, and simulcast racing so you can wager on some of the best tracks in the country. Go to HialeahParkCasino.com to sign up for promotions, giveaways, and events.
All right, hour number two here at Hialeah Park, baby. We're in the second floor poker room. Come on by and say hi. You can bring me some mounds like Tommy and Hialeah did. That's strong, Tommy. That is strong. I appreciate you all coming by and saying hi, man. Always love that. We are here every Thursday, 3 o'clock. Not 10. Some of us idiots show up at 10. Anyway, I don't know. It's crazy. By the way, Dougie Fresh, I see your comments on the chat board, and you are 1,000% right. And Nate Mandu probably had the best line of them all. It will never be perfect, but doing nothing will never lead us to a better world. A freaking men. We can't allow the Putins to try to take over. I love you people. Oh, well, let's not give Ukraine any money. Let's not help them. Yeah, no, let's just power Putin more. Let's let him chew up all these countries and enslave all these people and control and all that and build his empire even bigger, right? No, why don't we allow the people in Peru also? Why don't we allow the president to all of a sudden, by the way, congratulations to those Peruvians out there and their Congress, how that president wanted to abolish their constitution to create his own government and his own rules. And they said, no, you're out of here, bro. Get the hell out of here. And we're not going down that path. And then in Germany, they just stopped a group that was trying to take over there and QAnon and all that stuff. You know, I don't know what it is about these kind of people that want to eliminate the constitution. I don't know what it is about these kind of people that want to be dictators. So, there's a reason why some of these countries end up falling for it, because you're too stupid to realize what's in front of you sometimes. Get smart. Understand some of the people that are in front of you aren't really in your own best interests. So, watch out. Saw what happened on January 6th. Okay? See what's happened in Germany. See what's happened in Peru. See what's going on in Ukraine. We need to fight against that. Okay? Get smart. Grow a brain. Anyway. Some people embrace war as much as we embrace freedom. Well, they want to enslave them. They want to get enslaved and have no freedoms. And yeah, that's what's going to end up happening. The people that want no rule, the people that want their law to only be the law. Yeah, that's a really productive thing. Yep. QAnon can beat the crap out of QAnon. Yeah, I said it. Well, see, on QAnon, we're realistic. In QAnon, they're absolutely freaking crazy. Oh, man. I don't know how you segue to sports, but we'll try anyways. I want to go after a little bit some of you panicking University of Miami wussies, okay? After all these years, if you followed college football long enough, you're going to run into the Tate Martells of the world. You're going to run into players that came in highly ranked and, you know, DJ Ivy. What's the name of the Ivy kid? Is it DJ Ivy? It is DJ Ivy. I mean, you know, you're going to run into all kinds of players that come in with this, you know, Magic Benton, if you're old enough, you know, from all kinds of decades we can go over. And I can name the guys left and right, you know, Kyle Wright and, is it Kyle Wright? Yeah. You know, all these kind of cats that came in highly touted and never lived up to whatever that you thought that they were going to be. What was it? Zev something, the big-ass lineman. I forgot the guy's name. But No, not Zion. I'm talking about years back. It was Zev something. I forgot the guy's name. But this has been going on forever, right? So I'm watching on social media people freaking out about Kamani McLean, who may leave, decommit. And some of you are losing your crap, like, oh, Mario can't lose this guy. Like, how do you know he's any good? How do you know he's going to turn into some kind of a star? How do you know he's not just Willie Williams? Zev Lumeski. Damn it. Thank you, bro. It was Miami Beach? Oh, I was gonna say something in Broward. Miami Beach. Yeah. Zev Lumeski. They thought Freeman Brown was another one. Another offense. Oh, Freeman Brown's going to be the greatest in this net. You know, I don't know how many more times some of you losers have to go through this experience. You haven't watched the kid play one down. You don't know if he's mentally tough enough to handle failure. You don't even know if he's good enough to play. Tate Martell fooled Ohio State and Miami, and he was a four-star guy or five. I think it was four. Because he was at that Bosco prep or whatever that they won like 800 games in a row. And the guy couldn't throw 10 yards. I mean, it's littered. I can remember names all over of guys that came in so highly touted. I remember the Willie Williams one is always the king of them all. You know why? We argued amongst each other for 2 months whether to give him his 10th chance or not. Not his first, not his second, not three, not four, not five, not six, not seven, but like 10 chances. We argued for 2 months, and we wasted our time for months arguing about a kid that was never going to live up to anything, and he was the number one recruit in the country. He wasn't number one in the state. He wasn't the number one linebacker. He was the number one recruit in the country. And he sucked. And so when I see this stuff, oh, if Kamani decommits, oh, this is a real loss for Mark. How do you know? The hell do you know? That's the problem with some of you idiots. You get all hot and bothered about a bunch of high schoolers coming out to college, and you get all sexually aroused because he's a 4 or 5 star. I mean, give me a break, dude. You want to get sexually aroused? Watch Halle Berry come out of the beach in a Tomorrow Everybody Dies or whatever the hell that Bond movie is. She comes out in that orange bikini. That's how you get sexually aroused. Not because Kamani McLean is coming or leaving or whatever, dude. I don't care if he commits or decommits because I don't give a shit about this kid until I actually see him on the field and that he can actually perform at a high level. Then I can say, now I'm excited about Kamani because now I know he can play. But you idiots that celebrate the signings of players like it's the second coming, or you're killing the program, or you're killing Mario because they may get a guy that decommits, you're an idiot. You know nothing about these kids. You don't know if they can ever even play, if they can handle the pressure, if they're too immature to handle some of this stuff. Look at Mario. He came in old school style. And guess what? There's a whole bunch of them lined up and leading and leaving out the portal. Why? Because they can't handle old school style. I mean, it's the biggest joke in the world. And if you're a grown man getting excited or depressed about a recruit, brother, get a life. Get laid. Do something productive in your life. Maybe you don't even have a job. Get a job. Find some kind of inspiration. But my man, if you're 25, 45, 55, and you're getting all excited or depressed about some high schooler committing or decommitting, you know, you're pathetic. If you want to get in on the Welt and Realm text line, that's 855-912-1056 on the Welt and Realm text line. You can also reach out to us on Twitter. That's at Big O Show. That, my friends, is a 24-hour talk show there on Twitter. So at Big O Show, follow us there. Don't forget to please subscribe to the program. Hit the like button. It is very important to hit the like button. Flying in for the Jet game. Can you recommend a party buds for game? Oh, party bus is what he means, not buds? Well, no, because, I mean, he could want buds. He could go to, what is it, True Leaf? What's those? Well, wait a minute. He's out of state. Do they allow you to do that in those places? Can you walk in there out of state and buy weed? Because we're not recreational. So it's medical, so you still got to see a doctor. Right. Well, you got it. Oh, well, I don't know if he's coming from somewhere else. He's flying in for the Jet game, so I don't know. But I mean, I don't know what kind of buds you're talking about. You're talking about a bud or you're talking about a bus? I'm not exactly sure. But we got plenty of bud here all over the place. What's the name of those places, man? True Leaf, what else? I know I've seen them all over the place. Fluent? Huh? Dispensaries, yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Buds, bro. I'm talking about. He wants to know about buds. Big O, people don't get that college in all the way different than high school. All I can say is just wow with people on this kid. Yeah, I mean, really. It's so ridiculous to be overreacting about a player out of high school. Just makes zero sense, to be quite honest with you. Big O, I was wondering why nobody has mentioned the tip pass by Fred Warner going over the middle, second drive against the Niners as a possible reason for the high throw by Tua. My brother, you're not bringing up anything. You're repeating things that other people have talked about. Fred Warner was not involved in all the plays. And Tua has had that happen many times. And you know what I love? Was Fred Warner part of all the throws that were off? No. No. But whatever, man. And I'm not talking about it because it had nothing to do with Fred Warner. It had everything to do with Tua Tagovailoa. Every damn thing. If that game is played again, I will put all my money on the Dolphins winning that game the next time around. Because Tua will not play like that again. So to me, that is just silly crap that people, and all you're doing is really repeating what others are saying. You know, you're just repeating. Some of you think you're bringing something new to the table. You don't realize that I actually watch and read also. So I know that the Fred Warner thing's been talked about all over the place. So it's not that nobody's talking about it. They are talking about it. I don't talk about it because it's silly shit. I don't believe it had anything to do with Fred Warner. That's why. I got Halle Berry walking out of that surf stuck in my head now. I've had it stuck in my head forever since that scene. I've always had it stuck in my head. Why wouldn't you have it stuck in your head? I mean, that's, you know, I prefer Phoebe Cates. I have that one stuck in my head too. Although Phoebe Cates did not age the way Halle Berry has aged. I'm just saying, okay? Halle Berry has aged immaculate. As Jim Morrison would say in The Wasp, we are out here stoned, immaculate. For Mr. Buds out there, by the way. Zokoku, I was dying to go to a football game, got tickets to Tampa Bay Philly playoffs last year. I don't know how many people can attend games. So much better at home. Yes, sir. And we're going to get a home playoff game soon. That's what I'm looking forward to. Ukraine on Fire, by the way, is no longer on YouTube. Those interested, you can find it on Bitch Hut. I know. What the hell is Bitch Hut? Lofi, what you got going on? What's that Bitch Hut? I don't know what that is. Did you misspell something? People need to stop overreacting to a play bad. It happens. Exactly. That's it. Move on. Let's see. Sorry you need to hear it to get Bud, but in Cali and New York, it's different. Big O, I took your advice. My wife and daughter want to go see Avatar tonight in a Buffalo game and decided time with them more important. Damn right. Damn right. Go see Avatar 2 tonight. That's a much better thing to do. There's a good chance that the heat will torture you. There's a good chance that the Panthers will depress you. And there's an absolute 100% chance that you will throw up watching the Thursday night game. So why do that? Go see Avatar 2. Much better. Much better. I'm going to sit there and punish myself and watch the Heat and the Panthers. But you are doing the smart thing. Oh, I bought an album by a duo that will surprise you. Lenny and the Squiggy Tones. Yes, Lenny and Squiggy made a rock album. Get out of here. Now let's talk Jason Momoa as Aquaman for us Lady Fins fans. You know, Lisa, I know you guys like Momoa, right? Big long-haired dude and all that kind of stuff. I found Aquaman to be weak as hell. I was bored with that movie. And they made an Aquaman 2, right? Did it come out finally? Like, I have no interest in watching it if it came out or if it is coming out or whatever. I was so unimpressed with Aquaman. I almost think at times that they're making superhero movies just to make them. And to me, I was just, it did nothing for me. And him and Lisa Bonet finally broke up again. They broke up, they got back together, and then they broke up again. Apparently, I think he was cheating. I'm not exactly sure. He gave her a Mustang, a flatback Mustang, like I want to say it was like a 68 or 69 Mustang, and he refurbished it and left it impeccable because apparently Lisa, when she was a child, I think it was her parents or father or something had that car, and she loved that car, and so he went and found it and refurbished it and gave her as a present. I remember seeing that. And I know that they finally ended up breaking up. Scarlett Johansson in that Black Widow costume. Yeah. Yeah, Scarlett Johansson is a smoke show, I gotta say. She's that, you know, Scarlett Johansson's that woman that you don't find beautiful, but she's like all kinds of levels of sexy. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's a decent looking woman, but on the sex appeal side, like through the roof, through the freaking roof. And that's interesting how some women, they don't necessarily have to be knockout beautiful to be incredibly attractive. You know, it's an interesting combination. When you see people like that, I'm sure for women, you probably can come up with men that are like that too, that aren't necessarily the best looking guy, but you find them incredibly attractive for whatever reason. You know what I mean? You know, what's interesting, winning can be argued whether it's a QB stat or not, but losing is definitely a QB stat when it comes to QB1. He's responsible for the losses, but not for the wins. Exactly. That's how it is, and especially with Tua. Remember, everything that Tua does wrong, nobody else does at all. Mama holding a trident is all the ladies needed. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I don't know. Okay, look, there's a bunch of you on the chat board right now. Those of you that watched Aquaman, did you think it was a good movie? I'm just wondering, maybe I'm in the minority. Did you watch Aquaman? No, you didn't? You don't watch a lot of movies? Oh, you don't watch a lot of superhero movies. Okay, I see. All right. You just watch wrestling.
I'll watch them with the kids. Yeah, I'll watch them with the kids if they watch them, but like I won't go out of my way. But I've never watched Aquaman.
Okay.
But the wife has, so.
Okay. I wonder how many of you, maybe I'm in the minority, and maybe a lot of you thought it was a terrific movie. I was so unimpressed. Gal Gadot over everyone. Holy crap. Yeah, she is. She is a smoke show. She is a smoke show. Yeah, but I'm taking Hallie every day of the week and twice on Sundays. Because how are you going to guarantee me that anybody's going to age the way Hallie has? See what I'm saying? You could be hot now, but are you going to be hot 20 years from now? See? You take Hallie young, and you take Hallie now, and, you know, I don't know. You might argue she might be better looking now. It's like J-Lo. Like J-Lo got hotter as she got older, which is crazy. She's so much hotter than she was as a fly girl. You know? The only thing about the fly girl over her now is us Latins, and I'll take the brothers in with us on this trip, the thickness of the fly girl, because she was thicker then. And, you know. There's us Hispanics and the brothers. You know, we'll stereotype, I'll say, on average, because I can't say all of the Hispanics and all of the brothers, but most, we love our thickness. We love our curves. It's just one of those things. Malkiewicz says, movie sucked. Solid movie, not great. No horrible movie. It was meh. Aquaman sucked. Aquaman was just okay. I have trouble with so much CGI. More of a Doctor Strange fan. By the way, I did enjoy Doctor Strange. Big O, it's because she doesn't give it up. Who are we talking about? You talking about Hallie or something? I don't know what you're talking about. Big O, can you explain what's up with Raekwon Davis, or am I missing something? I thought he was going to be better than Wilkins. Yeah. He should be, look, I don't know about better than Wilkins. I'm not going to, well, whatever, but I'll tell you this. Here's where I'm going to give you the back you up in your statement. Okay. It's not that he's not better than Wilkins. It's that he has not lived up to his draft grade yet. He has yet to play on a consistent level. He flashes with some plays. He doesn't show enough consistency. Okay? And that's been the problem with Raekwon Davis. Too many injuries. Too much time missed already as it is in a short amount of time. And not enough consistent good play. And to me, that's, and you know, it's the interesting part is that next year is his last year, his contract year. I wonder how he's going to perform next year. And then that's when you have to be careful with the contract year guy. And then all of a sudden, you know, they go out there, they bust their ass for their contract. And then they don't really live up to the new contract that you give them. And you have to be very careful of that. And Raekwon Davis has had more than enough time to prove that he can be a consistent disruptor in that middle, and he has not been. The flashes aren't enough. So I am with you. It's not about whether he's better or lesser player than Wilkins. It's a matter of, dude, can you like finally get it done? And do your job and be the dominant force that you're supposed to be. And that's the thing that he has failed to do. And that to me is what I expected more of him. I expected him to become more of a force. And he hasn't been. By the way, My Edge Drink, a proud sponsor of our program, Edge Energy Drink, man, delicious, smooth, and zero aftertaste, only 78 calories. That's a joke. 78 calories. And when I tell you delicious, smooth, and zero aftertaste, I mean it. It's exactly what I mean. And that's exactly what you're going to get. And you don't get that from every energy drink out there. In fact, there's a ton of energy drinks out there that they have a whole bunch of aftertaste. Okay? And more calories. Okay? And it doesn't taste nearly as delicious as this one does. In fact, I've tried my share of sports drinks, and I really pretty much hate them all. And most of them all have an aftertaste. This one has none. It will blow you away. And as an elixir, it is off the chain when you mix it with vodka. Go to myedgedrink.com. You can order it, get 10% off. Use our code BIGO anywhere in the country, man. Okay? You can't get it in a store. You got to go online, myedgedrink.com. Order it to your home, order it to your office. Support the people that support our platform and help us grow. And at the same time, once you try this, you'll never have another energy drink again. You're only going to want Edge. It's a badass drink, dude. It is awesome. Delicious, smooth, and zero aftertaste. Use the code BIGO to get 10% off. MyEdgeDrink.com. Kevin Beal, thank you for the love on the Super Chat. Who stays next year, Needham or Van Ginkle? Also, Baker is most underrated player on defense. IMO agree. No, I would not put that. I would not say that he's the most underrated player on defense. Also, we riot if Wilkins is snubbed for the Pro Bowl. Yes, we riot for sure. Yes, let's riot in Russia. I would say the most underrated player was Brandon Jones on the defense. And now that he's gone, you're seeing what a difference that position is. So I would go there. There was no chemistry with Hurd. That is the problem with the movie. They are waiting till next year to put it out. Don't know if they're cutting her sense out or not. You guys must be talking about a movie or something. Oh, Aquaman 2? Huh? Oh, Amber Heard is in Aquaman 2?
Yeah, I think that's what they're referring to.
That's funny. Wow.
Sorry, I remember something about
that. So not only was it a mediocre movie, you also get a crazy-ass woman. I mean, any woman that drops a brownie in your bed, come on, dude. Come on, seriously? You're going to drop a log in the bed? That's a sick woman, dude. That's not one woman I want to go out with. Apparently, she's broke. Like, she's lost all her money and everything. Die Hurd crap on the movie. Did Hurd crap on the movie, too? Oh, I don't know. I don't know, but that would be a good scene, right? So Aquaman has his powers, and she has hers. She craps on you. That's it. I like it. Did Hurd crap on the movie, too? Only watching Aquaman if I have nothing else to do. I saw it once. I think it was enough. Wow, so I guess a lot of you feel like I do, that you were unimpressed with Aquaman. Okay. All right. Just let his amazing play do the talking the rest of the season and into the playoffs. That's what's going to happen anyway. You got something? All right. Well, folks, when sports and business collide, we like doing something here on this program, and it is called the KSDT CPA Sports Business Report. All right. I bet my man Jeremy's keeping up with this because he's a card freak. Arena Club, a card trading platform co-founded by Hall of Famer Derek Jeter, recently raised $10 million in a Series A funding as it looks to put the trading back into trading cards. Founded along with Jeter, serial entrepreneur Brian Lee, CFO and COO Jesse Glass, Arena Club offers collectors automated grading services, a card storage option, and marketplace feature for instant buying and selling. But Lee said that since launching in September, the company has seen its customers gravitate towards swapping cards with other users. While other platforms such as eBay have hosted millions of card sales, Arena Club offers free card-for-card trading. The trades can take many forms. Pokemon cards for basketball cards or five cards for one, for example. Traders can even throw in some cash to even things out. Trading cards is the most natural way for people to interact in this hobby, Arena VP Business Development Warren Lawfer said. There's always all this friction that stops people from doing what's really natural. We found that trading is where people want to enter, and that's where they feel comfortable. So there you go. So how about that? The goal of creating a digital card show environment, Arena Club hopes to attract a wide spectrum of card shoppers, from young collectors to older investors. Lee said the platform has close to 20,000 cards in the system with a marketplace value of roughly $8 million. A lot of these are like new art. It's like the new art or a more approachable art for the average person. So we really see a huge, huge addressable market with what Arena's doing. So Derek Jeter into the trading card business now. How about that? What are you laughing about? What's going on now? What did they say?
Karen's comment
on the Aquaman and Herd would be surfing and surf and turd then. Instead of surf and turf, surf and turd. Okay. That is very true. That is very true. Surf and turd. I like it. I like it. Anyway, Derek Jeter in the card business. There you go. He was kind of a turd with the Marlins. Now we'll see if he can actually trade cards. That is your KSDT CPA Sports Business Report.
This has been the KSDT Sports Business Report. KSDT CPA is one of South Florida's largest and one of the country's fastest growing accounting firms. KSDT is recognized by Forbes as one of the top tax and accounting firms for 2022. KSDT CPA is a full service firm that also excels in crypto. Visit online at KSDTCPA.com or call 305-670-3370.
All right. Craig Sebring says, I will be watching a Buffy the Vampire Slayer doubleheader instead of football. Well, let me tell you something. Is Charisma Carpenter there? I just gotta say, yes, Buffy was a cute girl. Yes, no problem. But Charisma was in those days. I'm just saying, bro. Okay? She was worth watching the show. And then she moves over to Angel, which I thought actually Angel was a better show than Buffy. The only thing I hated about Buffy and Angel, the endings, they were some of the shittiest endings I've ever seen in my life to a terrific show overall, you know? But Charisma Carpenter, gotta say, that is, that's what we call a smoke show. Just saying. Gotta call it like you see it. Wasn't Adiba then a pastor of, like, no, he's not a pastor, no. It might be another guy, you know, might have the same name, but he's definitely not a pastor. That I can tell you. I'll take Michael Keaton's voice with Bale's version is best. I guess we guys are talking Batman now. All right. Did you see the Heat season being turned around with a trade or just so everyone can gel more? You know, Pauly King, I don't know what to expect from the Miami Heat right now. I got to be honest. I have no idea. It doesn't look good at this point in time, because unless the young guys are willing to unless the young guys can step up to become stars, I don't expect a trade, because they don't have anything to trade. And Lowry's contract becomes sexy next year, not right now. Next year that it's an expiring deal, you might be able to get something good for him because you might have a disgruntled star somewhere else, and that opens it up, and they're tied to that disgruntled star for 2-3 more seasons. You give them Lowry's expiring deal, they give you the disgruntled star, i.e. whatever, Alonzo Mourning, Anthony Mason, Tim Hardaway, Shaquille O'Neal, Jimmy Butler, whatever. You know, there's always a disgruntled star that's kind of tired of where he's at or what, and then wants to give it a chance over here and resurrect. So maybe that will happen. But I got to tell you something. Right now, they don't play Heat defense. I'm sorry. I can't. There's too many players on this team that do not play a high level of defense. And that's a problem. Kyle Lowry can maybe help you out as a team defender, never as a one-on-one, and neither is Duncan, and neither is Tyler. And, you know, Strus can help you out a little bit, but he's not really a great one-on-one defender. He'll try a lot more and be more successful than most of the guys that I've mentioned. But there's a whole bunch of them, man, that they're just not going to be stoppers. And that's a problem. Even Bam. Bam can rebound and stuff, but he doesn't rebound like a real big man would rebound every night, 9, 10, 12 rebounds every night. He doesn't do that. He comes up with 5 and 6 rebounds sometimes. And he doesn't get blocked shots. This is not a defensive club. That's a huge problem with this team. An enormous problem with this team. And to me, that's... I don't know how I can expect anything special from the Miami Heat. I expect them to find a way to make the playoffs, but I don't think right now that this is a team that's going to be going far in the playoffs. At least not right now. Unless these young guys change their ways, I don't know how that happens, to be quite frank. So, I don't know. Big O, did they pay you for your trip to the Chargers game? I'm going to the game. No. That guy just kind of made an offer, but really never backed it up. If not, we would be there for the Chargers game. You know what I mean? And if a sponsor wants to step up and send us to Buffalo, we'll go to Buffalo. You know, I think about $2,000 covers most of those trips. Flight, car.
Buffalo in December?
And
2,000? We're going to need some wear there.
Some what?
You're going to need some wear there. You're cold in here.
Oh, yeah.
You go to Buffalo and it's...
Yeah, no, but I have a jacket. I mean, I don't want them to... They don't have to buy me a jacket. I got a jacket.
Man, I'm good.
I got winter coat. No, I know you're good, polar bear.
As long as there's no wind blowing and stuff, but...
You ever saw polar bear? That they had a polar bear? It's really Sean.
Yep.
Just want you to know that. It's not really a polar bear. That's really Sean. Because he's the human polar bear. By the way, Marcel just tells us from 4 to 4:45,
and he never showed up at 4:45. He said he was going to do a shoot or something, and then I'm trying to find out if he's still shooting, but I haven't heard back.
Right, yeah. You know what? You could tell Poopart to chime in whenever he wants now.
Okay, I wanted to read this to you real quick. Yes. The Panthers, David Dwork.
Uh-oh.
This was about an hour. I guess Paul Maurice is going to talk at 5 o'clock.
So. Uh-oh.
The Panthers have recalled goalie Alex Lyon from AHL Charlotte and sent Alexi Hiponimi back down. Paul Maurice was speaking soon now. It was an hour when he sent this to explanation as to why a third goalie will be needed.
Bob or somebody must have a little bit of a nick, I would imagine.
Or do you think they're not happy with the goal play? Again, it's a new team, and these guys were already there.
Yeah.
It's one of those things where...
Yep. Charisma was smoking in Playboy. Yes, sir. I saw that. Yeah, tell him to chime in whenever he can, because Marcel's pretty much... We could tell Marcel tomorrow or something. We'll have to squeeze him in. Because we're always loaded on Fridays, man. And by the way, if you guys ever want to send us on the road to cover a game, $2,000? Cash App or Venmo, Cash Big O Show. I always laugh. That was funny the other day with that guy last week. hey, would you go up to cover the chart? Of course I would. You're going to pay? Let's go. Yeah, I'll cover anything you want. I'll go out. We love going on the road. I love going on the road. I don't know if Sean really enjoys the road as much. You know what I'm saying? But I do. I love it.
I enjoy the road, but it's a lot more work for me as far as content creation and stuff. So
yeah, it is.
It's not like I get to necessarily always sit there and enjoy, you know, because usually we're working, and then when we're done working, that's when my work starts.
You've been to Vegas twice and really haven't, like...
Yeah, we did Old Town or whatever, yeah. And then we went to Hoover Dam.
I took you to Hoover Dam.
Yeah, I mean, we've done things.
It's not like, but...
Again, most of the time, whenever we do something, then you go back, and then you got to edit, then you got to do the video, you got to do it.
Yeah. You know. Yeah. I need more Big O and Dougie. I look forward to it every week. Well, we got an episode up, so appreciate all of you out there for supporting Doug and myself. Thank you. I'm imagining Big O and Sean in a modern-day train, planes, and automobiles trip. Oh, that would be fun. Trains, planes, and automobiles. That's... Steve Martin and John Candy, exactly. Good movie, dude. Good movie. Big O, what do I need to do to watch Super Bowl with the Dolphins in it with you and Sean in Arizona? What are the qualifications? Well, the only qualifications, Kevin, is that the Dolphins have to make it there. And that's it. I've already got a home there. We're already set. Sean and I have got a house already there. We're set. So, you know, then we'll send the private invites to certain people. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, people that are loyal to the show, people that visit our sponsors and brag about our sponsors, people that make donations, people that are constantly hitting the like button and tweeting out the show and all these loyal people that have been with us, you know, we got to invite some of them, you know, so... We will pick some of you out there to join us if you're in Arizona. If you're in Arizona with us, you know, cheering on Tua and the boys for a championship. Poop is there? All right, let's start off hour number three. Quick break here. Alan Poopart joins us, baby, to start off hour number three live from Hialeah Park right here on the Big O Radio Show on the Sports Talk 305 Network.